Well, folks, some huge news here in the state of Missouri today is Missouri Senator Roy Blunt and a number of members of the Congress, including Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler, have announced that MoDOT has received an $81 million federal grant for the I-70 Roachport Bridge replacement. I'm Brian Helsworth. Joining me to talk about what this means and how big it is Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler, who represents the 4th Congressional District, and of course that district includes the Roachport Bridge. Congresswoman, huge news here. This is huge because of how many people use that bridge every year, about 12 million vehicles.
Oh, absolutely. This is such fantastic news. I am absolutely thrilled. We have been working so hard to advocate for this, and we just did this as a group. Senator Blunt led the effort in the Senate. I led the effort in the House, and we have been working so hard on getting this approved, but the state of Missouri stepped up with Governor Parson, the legislature passing legislation, which will enable some matching funds to go to this, and this cities of Columbia and Boonville and the counties of Boone and Cooper stepped up and said they're going to provide some funds. So this is going to happen, and I could not be more thrilled. And as you said, this is absolutely vital. This bridge is a corridor that connects the east and the west coasts of this country, and certainly it connects St. Louis and Kansas City, population of 5 million. But there are 12.5 million vehicles every year that traverse this bridge, and that is equals to about 100 million tons of freight, which equals more than $154 billion annually, as so many trucks, 3.6 million trucks go across this bridge. And it was vital that we get this passed and done, because this bridge is old. Even if we were able to repair it, it could only last another 10 years, the experts say. And so we needed to replace it, and that takes a lot of money. So I am absolutely thrilled that we got this grant, and this is going to happen.
Had they done, Congresswoman, the replacement or the rehabilitation rather than the replacement, they were looking at 3 to 8 hour backups.
Oh, absolutely. If you just, you know, close two lanes, which it would require you to close a lane in each direction for 7 to 9 months at the minimum, yes, they're looking at a 3 hour to 8 hour delay. And in 2017, we could see what this looked like as they had to close one of the lanes for just a short while they did some temporary patching. And we saw a backlog of 9 miles of cars, and that is just not acceptable when you have people and freight and families traversing our state. They need to move through, and that doesn't even count what this could mean for emergency vehicles if there's an accident or something. It's just scary to even think about, and so we needed to replace this bridge so that replacement can happen. At the same time, you know, on a new location to the right or the left of the current bridge, and that way all four lanes in the current bridge can keep open while that construction is happening, and then when they make the switch over, it'll be to a completely new bridge, and it's very, very exciting.
Congresswoman, one final question. This obviously has been bipartisan at the Missouri Capitol, because this was a part of a transportation bill. They had kind of an accompanying bill, if you will. Has it also been bipartisan at the federal level? I'm sure Congressman Clay and Congressman Cleaver have also been involved with this particular issue.
Yes, absolutely. I'm so pleased that they both signed the letter that we sent collectively to Secretary Chao. It was a bipartisan effort. My letter was also signed by Senator Hawley, Representative Jason Smith, Sam Graves, Blaine Luxmeyer, and then, like we said, Lacey Clay and Emmanuel Cleaver. So we stood up together as a Missouri delegation and said, this is important not only just for the 4th District, but for the entire state of Missouri. And this is good, wise use of our federal tax dollars that are sent to Washington to send some of the Missouri tax dollars back here to our own state to help us replace this bridge that is vital not only to our state, but like I said, to the entire nation, as trucks and families traverse our great state and we connect the east and west coast. And I was so pleased that Secretary Chao recognized that. She listened to me. I met with her personally, talked to her about this. I also spent time on the phone visiting with the Assistant Secretary for the Office of the Secretary of Transportation, and like I said, led this letter. So, and I know Senator Blunt also visited with the secretary personally. He led a letter personally from the Senate. So this was all hands on deck, and I am so excited that they recognize this need and have allocated this funding for Missouri.
Anything you'd like to add?
I'm just grateful for the joint effort of everyone stepping together, and I think this was such a great example of what we can accomplish together, why the federal government, state government, local government, and everybody working together, speaking with one voice, saying this is a need, and getting things done. So I'm excited.